This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, he's technically not in yet. We're working on it because Dr. Batar.
I'm a bricklayer. Yeah.
Dr. Super D. Yes. Filling in for Dr. Batar.
I'm a coal miner.
Yeah, the coal miner's daughter, maybe. Wait a second.
What
was that? What? Well, actually, Dr. Batar is traveling internationally right now. We're working on getting the link up, getting the hookup connected, and the doctor will be in shortly. But I'll tell you what, with Brian Hooker, you know, the thing is when you have a guy like Brian Hooker, who's just he's a sweet man. He really is a kind man. He oozes kindness, right? And they attack him. How dare he do what he's done? And, of course, they won't address the merits of the situation when we talk about the film Vaxxed or all the things that preceded it. All the years we've been talking to Brian Hooker on here about the links to from Thimerosal/Mercury to autism to now, of course, the CDC whistleblower and William Thompson and what he's had to deal with as far as the attacks on him. Not again, never on the merits of the argument, never on the details of what's happening, but always about personal attacks ad hominem. It's absolutely incredible. Patrick, I got a number for Dr. Batar, if you can try him up and see if you can get through to him and let me know when he joins us in here. Super D and I will fill the air for the moment here till we go officially advanced medicine. But you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to tackle an argument on the merits of the argument and say, wait a second, William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, he says X. We know he says X, but no, we say Y. Right? In other words, you go right to the argument and say, no, he's wrong and this is why. They don't do that because they don't have an ability to counter what William Thompson witnessed firsthand, the data that he salvaged when the rest of the CDC were encouraged and actually dumping this stuff out in a trash can to hide the connection between MMR vaccination, especially in young African American males, given that vaccine according to the CDC schedule on time or early. And the significant increase in incidence of autism. And if I may, I want to go back to Andy Wakefield's original study. This wasn't the only study he did. I mean, he's a real scientist. And he was published and he covered things. And this MMR study, going back to The Lancet, it wasn't one that claimed vaccines or the MMR caused autism. I've said this many times. And they go apoplectic over this issue. He found measles virus specific to the form, the strain, that was in the vaccination in the guts of these children with iatrogenic enterocolitis, doctor-induced gut inflammation. And they also happened to exhibit signs and symptoms within the autism spectrum. He never in that research paper said the MMR vaccine causes autism. But the mere mention of a connection, a potential link, even if not claimed, was just too much to roll back an agenda that was not rooted in science, but clearly brings to light the darkness that is the pharmaceutical/vaccine industrial complex here. And the agenda has to be questioned. If it's genuinely to protect children, where is the inquiry into these safety studies or lack thereof? Where is the inquiry into the potential link? Oh, no, that's been debunked. Really, has it? When is the study? When has the study been published that actually went in and said, you know, we definitively debunked? No. You've been manipulating data. Even a lot of the data that tried to distance thimerosal as a causative agent in autism was done by a known felon, someone who was on the Interpol most wanted list. The FBI wanted him extradited. Thorson, right? Remember this guy? And, you know, if somebody were on the side of claiming that vaccines were harmful, that did what Thorson did, that would be front and center news. Let's find this guy. He's like a new Osama bin Laden, right? Except we're going to find him in 24 hours or less. But when it comes to acknowledging the frailty, if you will, on which the vaccine paradigm rests, and which the safety doesn't rest because there is no evidence of safety, this is why we have to ban. We have to shout down. We have to attack ad hominem anybody who points this stuff out. They're quacks. They're kooks. They're not real doctors, even though Brian Hooker's obviously a real PhD. And Andy Wakefield is more than qualified on this. And the lead researcher, Martin Walker Smith, I believe his name was, on the very study that was supposedly retracted, was completely absolved of any wrongdoing whatsoever. No fraud involved at all. But Andy didn't have the money to fight back. And so he lost his license, and there his name has been basically dragged through the mud since that time because of the threat that he faces, that he is, simply because he pointed out an inconvenient truth, Al Gore, that there is a link somehow, somewhere, between these vaccines and neurological problems. And the CDC has acknowledged tics, which is a neurological issue or deficit in this case. Patrick, do we have Dr. Bitar on? Sounds like I lost Super D in the meantime. No? Are you getting through to the hotel where he is? You got through once and then it disconnected? Okay. 866-939-BELL is the phone number if you'd like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour, Advanced Medicine, with Dr. Rasha Bitar in absentia for a few moments longer. Let's see what we got in the news here. Let's see. Healthy guts, carcinogenic chromium, cancer patients. Ooh, this is an interesting one. Healthfinder.gov, our alibi here. Headline reads, cancer patients who choose to die at home live longer, according to the study. Isn't this interesting, too? This goes to the heart of what was revealed in The Truth About Cancer and our good buddy TMB. The fact that you do nothing to target your cancer. Nothing. You will live longer. And you will live a far more pleasant life, even in the end stage, these cancer patients. And so those who actually go home to die live longer than those who remain in hospital settings with all of the interventions they can throw at you. It is an absolutely incredible journey from the vaccine industrial complex to the cancer industrial complex. And coming up very soon in April, we're almost there, the re-release of The Truth About Cancer. And of course, one of the doctors featured in there, my good buddy, Dr. Rashid Bitar. And the discussion that he goes into, that we've gone into many times over the years together as we do advanced medicine each and every week. The fact that we're dealing with diseases of toxicity, diseases of deficiency, diseases of chronic inflammation caused by both. It's an absolutely incredible nightmare in which we're living. Modern medicine, medical monopoly, medical slavery. Is it in you? How about you, Super D?
How about me?
How about you, fan man?
How about me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, correct that microphone. It started off today with Muzak, got me riled up, and then we did an excellent expose, I perceive, on the banning of the movie Vax, the tie-in to the Sloan Foundation, links back to Nazi Germany, IG Farben, the demon spawn of the pharmaceutical industrial complex when they broke up IG Farben into a number of different pharmaceutical companies. And we're still dealing with the same Nazi medicine in the 21st century. Do we have Dr. Bitar with us?
I am here. I'm sorry that there was some kind of technical issues. I guess that happens when you're overseas, so I apologize.
No worries, my friend. I'm just glad you're with me. I was just... well, listen, the biggest news, and you may have been following it, is this film Vaxxed, which was supposed to be shown at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro even defended it initially as he was being attacked because his child has been, well, injured somehow into the autism spectrum. He doesn't claim it's vaccines, but he wanted it shown. And then suddenly more pressure came to bear from the Sloan Foundation, one of the primary sponsors of that event. Very tied into vaccines, big pharma, all the way back to Nazi Germany and IG Farben. Fascinating what's being revealed in this regard.
So I have not followed this, and my only news I get is from the Robert Scott Bell Show, so I don't know what's going on. So he was supported initially, and now he's not supporting it?
Yeah, initially it was set to be aired the final day of the film festival, which is coming up in, I believe, a few weeks in Tribeca, the Tribeca Film Festival. And there was so much opposition from the same yahoos that yelled and screamed at you all those years ago, Dr. Bitar. And the fact that one of the major benefactors of this film program each year is the Sloan Foundation. Of course, you know Sloan Kettering and its relationship therein. And so they could not have this film aired because they say it's dangerous. They call it inaccurate, filled with lies. They've never seen it. They don't know what's in it, except that they know it's not good for them. And basically, it is Brian Hooker, who you know we just had on last hour,
mm-hmm.
talking to the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, about all the things that he revealed and how that converted into a complete documentary feature film to reveal the lack of safety of these modern-day vaccines.
So what was it called? Facts?
Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't even know that there was a movie coming out like that, because when last time I talked to Brian, he said there was some things coming down the pipeline. He didn't tell me there was a movie being done.
Yeah, and that, like I said, this has been dominating the news since last Friday, all the way through the weekend, and it's dominating Twitter. The mainstream media has picked up on it, although they won't give it a fair hearing because they're of the same mindset that the science has settled. Of course, anytime someone says the science is settled, it means they don't want to engage in a discussion on the merits of the argument. They just want to stick their fingers in their ears and saying, la, 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 la.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate, but I think that... is the pressure going to prevent the movie from being shown? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, big time, big time. Listen, Dr. Bitar, I know we got you on late. We got to take a break. We'll catch up on the break and continue on with some more advanced medicine. The overseas edition, now that Dr. Bitar is with us. More powerful healing than anywhere else on the planet in media. You can get out and get the archives at medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours available to you after the show airs. Back with Dr. Bitar after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Dr. Bittar is here. The doctor really is in now. And, you know, one of the stories I was talking about, we may revisit the backs of the movie. I know you've been unplugged from all of this, and that's fine. There's a lot of catching up to do and really fascinating things that are happening because it's all going to backfire on the bad guys, as we know. But I mentioned earlier a study that said cancer patients who choose to die at home live longer. You know, I was thinking, based on that information, if they never went into the hospital to begin with, they might not die of anything remotely related to cancer, certainly not the treatment for cancer.
Well, that's a very true statement, Robert. Now, if you look at the actual feelings that a person gets when they're in hospice, and actually most of the patients are sent from the hospital into hospice, you know, that's where they end up making that transition. But if you ever walk into one of these places, they just smell and feel like death. In fact, you go into an oncologist's office, I'm telling you, patients have told me when they've gone in to get chemo and then they've decided to change or midstream or after the treatment failed and then they come to us, they always say the same thing. It's like there's a feeling of impending doom when they walk into one of these clinics. And I remember myself when I was just rotating through oncology, It wasn't a good feeling. It just there's something that didn't resonate well. It was like you were, you know, 3 feet under already. And I'm not exaggerating. That was a feeling that I would get. That's one reason I knew I would never go into internal medicine. But this study that you're talking about, where people live longer if they didn't go into a hospital situation, I'll tell you. I think we talked about this maybe a couple of years back, 2 years ago. But there was an Armenian doctor, Dr. Kevin Abashian, who worked for me for about 6 years, and he told me about a Russian study. It was never translated into English, but it was a Russian study where they took two types of cancer, breast cancer and lung cancer, and they divided these two types of cancer groups into two subpopulations. So they took half of the lung cancer and half of the breast cancer patients, and they put them in one group, which was a group that they said do nothing different. If you smoke, if you drink, if you bungee cord jump, whatever, you know, don't, you drive with no seatbelt, no risk behavior adjustment, no dietary modifications, no treatment, nothing. Just do what you're doing. No components of therapy, even lifestyle, you know, was disregarded. The other group, that was the breast cancer and the lung cancer group, they went ahead and treated them with conventional means, chemo and radiation. And what they did was they looked at the length of survival, and what they found was the group that did nothing, okay, and I get this, nothing, mm-hmm. lived 3.8 times longer on average compared to the group that was treated.
Well, it's got to be, at the very least, embarrassing to the scientific so-called medical community that their very interventions with all of their technology and all of their highfalutin degrees, they're actually shortening lifespan and obviously diminishing quality of life simultaneously.
That's the reason they never let it get translated into English. And had he, this doctor, Dr. Bashian, if he didn't speak Russian, I would have never known about it. But he brought the study to me, showed it to me, and then translated it to me, because in fact he was really excited about it, and I didn't know what the heck he was excited about. And then when he translated it, I was like, I can't believe that this is. And I thought it was going to be mainstream. But of course, you know that they're going to kill a study like that, and they're not going to talk about it, or you know, minimize the university that was done at, or whatever the case was. But they didn't want it to be heard or seen off, or even see the light of day. So.
Well, and it's also another reason why they have to have a monopoly. The medical monopoly could not exist as it is today without the monopoly, because to have such results, they would surface. They would not be suppressed. They could not be suppressed in the same way they're trying to suppress the film Vaxxed and information about the dangers and inefficacy of vaccines. It would not exist in a free market for medicine, a free market for healing, which is why they desperately need to cling to that control, and which is why I know I even have listeners that love Bernie Sanders. I do. They love him. And in some ways, he seems to be a good guy, but he would clamor for more of the medical monopoly, although he says, I would eliminate corporate control. Yeah, right. Who are going to control the corporations? Government? That's going to be great. So the idea of a monopoly is something anathema to healing, much less innovation. We've talked about that many times over the years.
And it's not just medicine. Anytime that you have anybody controlling an industry, you're going to have stagnation of innovation. You're going to have deterioration. There's no incentive anymore to go out there and do something better, do something faster, do something with better results, because the natural tendency is to perform and go out there and do a better job than the competitors, so that you can then get remunerated for it.
Yep.
Take that incentive away, then there's going to be nothing.
All right, we're going to talk more cancer causation, reversal, maybe some more on the vaccine issue. You got to stick with us. This is Advanced Medicine, a very special time of the week where Dr. Batar and I get to go, well, all advanced medicine on you. And it's a good thing. MedicalRewind.com also if you miss a show. RobertScottBell.com for all the show notes and links in the show notes. All right, back with Dr. Batar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A place for mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming events, our buddy Ty Bollinger and I will be at Total Health Canada, Toronto, 8th, 9th, and 10th of April. Just invited to keynote at the American Naturopathic Medical Association in August in Las Vegas, when I'll be cooking and burnt to you know what it's like in Vegas in the summer, but I'll be there anyway. And, of course, Dr. Bitar, traveling all over the world, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. We were just talking about the concept of monopoly in a broader sense, not just medical monopoly, but the stifling of innovation, all the things that end up withering and dying in a monopoly.
Yeah, the stagnation of innovation when it's controlled and when it's under the pretense of, you know, the best and prevention of unscrupulous people and making sure you're maintaining a standard and quality, et cetera, et cetera. And those are all the pretenses that they use to create that control. But in actuality, what it does is stagnates growth. So just imagine what would happen if the computer industry was controlled. We've talked about this before, where laptops were the size of two-story houses.
Yes.
But the thing is that there's no control, and that industry has innovation is rewarded. You know, faster microchips, smaller computers, greater processing speed, et cetera, et cetera. And so, if we want the same type of advances that are taking place in telecommunications, in the computing industry, personal computing, then we need to have the same type of incentives. Which means you eliminate the control aspect, eliminate the monopoly aspect. And so, when the government actually does these breaking up of the big monopolies, you know, sometimes people get upset about that, but in one way, there is a benefit to it. When you talk to like the Ma Bells or the AT&Ts or the, mm-hmm. The airlines or whatever it is, it makes sense to break those things up because I think they're trying to prevent the issue that we're talking about. But why are they not breaking up the medical monopoly? You know, why are they not breaking that up? And that's where, I mean, that's really the future of mankind, and that's what's really suspect here, is because they do say that they're going to break up monopolies. The same thing happened at Microsoft and the computer industry. Whatever the case is, they're breaking up monopolies. But notice that there's nothing done with medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I think it's because of the religious aspect, because I believe that, as you said, the religiosity of medicine? Mm-hmm. Or,
yes, absolutely. You know, and our good friend John Rappaport, investigative journalist, has a new article on Hollywood and Big Pharma, the medical truth canceled, basically due to Hollywood, the fact that they're embedded. We've talked about CDC being embedded in major Hollywood shows on television to make sure a certain agenda is adhered to in this regard. And the fact that, you know, again, we see Robert De Niro, he's big and as big a movie star as there is, what a career, and he even backs down when confronted with the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You cannot reveal this kind of information because it breaks up the stranglehold that religion has on people, and that is the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Yep, and that's something that I believe the government has to step in, which I don't think they ever will, because that would be the same thing as the government stepping in and breaking up the monopoly of the the finances, for example, the treasury,
sure.
Or whatever. So when you start, that's a free market. You look at the stock market, you look at the commodity, but you look at all this stuff and how some of these things are controlled, and people say, well, that's not controlled. That's a free market. Well, if it's a free market, then why are they manipulating interest rates, et cetera, et cetera? So when you look at the markets, you look at the real estate, you look at all this other stuff and how they doctor up the numbers, they're basically doing the same thing in the medical arena. They're doctoring up numbers, they're adjusting the studies, they're eliminating certain facts, and then they're covering up the truth, or they're minimizing the truth, or they're preventing the truth from coming out. So it's very similar when you start looking at the markets and you look at medicine, but you look at the other aspects, they don't allow monopolies. So it is interesting how certain things are allowed to continue, and it's under that, I think the religiosity aspect of it's probably the common denominator.
Well, it is. It's a very powerful thing. I mean, some have said religion is the opiate of the masses. And, you know, we're not talking spirituality here because you're a deeply spiritual man, as am I. But whether you're a part of a 501c3 church or anything like that, that's secondary to that. There are social aspects. I understand that. But the idea of controlling the people through dogma, through belief systems that limit their behavior, that control their actions, that dominate their belief systems. And, of course, you've said it so many times and written about it in the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. The most powerful thing you have is your belief, because that sets the stage for everything. And if they can control your beliefs, they got you.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's something that people that listen to, like our show, for example, people that want to look at the other side, I always tell people, look at all aspects. Don't believe anything blindly. In fact, even if I say something, don't believe me blindly just because you like me or you believe me. Challenge it. And challenging information that you fed is always a good thing because it allows you to see the counterpoints. And I'm not saying that's going to always change your mind. Maybe the counterpoints that you see will convince you even more strongly that you're right in your current belief system. But sometimes it's also good to see the opposite side of the spectrum. And, you know, when people tell me that, well, this is a controversial issue, like with the issue with the vaccines and the autism, you know, for me, I've seen the other side. I've been on the other side. I never thought vaccines had anything to do with autism, but I've seen it. I've seen the removal of mercury is the only thing that the common denominator where these children get better. And I'm not talking about 5 or 10 or 50 or 100 or 500. I'm talking in the thousands now. We just crossed a 2,600th child that we've treated in our clinic in the last 20-some years. And worldwide, God knows how many, you know, it's over 30,000, over 35,000 as of July 2015 that had followed our protocols through other doctors. So when you see those type of numbers and you see the response and you see that the only thing that you did was get rid of a substance that's considered to be the second most toxic substance on demand, and that substance happens to be included within all vaccines, and it happens to be also a major constituent by almost 50% weight in the amalgams that one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States have been now measured to have high levels of mercury, and you know that half the population has mercury amalgams. You start looking at all these common denominators, and you start seeing, why are they using such a toxic substance? And even the hypocrisy within the system itself. If you spill it on the ground, it has to be walled off as a hazardous waste spill. You have to get rid of it through biological hazard waste bags. You can't just flush it down the toilet, this, that, the other. But then it takes some type of I don't know whether it's a chant or a spell or some kind of alchemic process where that toxic substance, if it spills in the ground, is not put inside your mouth and it's all of a sudden safe.
Yeah, it's magic.
What is that about?
Yeah, it's amazing. You're right. Alchemy is a good word for it, except they're not spinning it into gold or spilling it. Well, I guess they are spinning it into gold for themselves. So the lies are profiting or lining their pockets, but at the cost of what? Genuine health of children. Genuine reduction in disease. I mean, it's like that meme of the little child in Africa who's looking at you funny because, you know, the headline would read, no clean water, hardly any food, starving to death, sewage running in the streets. But don't worry, we've got hundreds of millions of dollars worth of vaccines on the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable that and the public falls for it because of the way the message is marketed and the way the message is packaged and delivered. And that's why I say that don't believe anything, challenge it. And especially if it's something that's on the internet or if it's, you know, there's a lot of good information out there, but there's a lot of garbage out there too. So
plenty of garbage.
It pays to be judicious in your decision-making process.
It pays to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show when we go advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. Now, here's a headline for you. CDC, sudden surge in TB cases reverses quarter-century trend. Now, I had friends going through Emory University that were in the public health school as well as medical school, and, you know, I interacted with them in the health departments. And, in fact, in Atlanta, I mean, it was big, health departments, TB checks everywhere, TB. Of course, there were a lot of immigrants coming from Africa and Asia, different areas, a lot of poor folks as well. Tuberculosis wasn't gone from America. And, in fact, as an infectious disease, it still kills more than any other. But the fact that it's on the uptick, is it because we are, lacking? Maybe that they're playing this, that they want the vaccine to be released in America that's used everywhere else, perhaps.
Yeah, that very well may be the motivation. I mean, there's so many different motivations, but the one thing we can be confident of, that whatever the motivation is, there is a sinister reason behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to give them any credit for doing anything proper, necessary, correct, etc., when you find out the agenda behind these folks. And I'm not saying everybody at every level is aware of it. There is compartmentalization. That's how people can work for the CDC and have no earthly idea the stuff that they're doing that is absolutely wrong, unlike those deep down in the basement that don't get to come up and see the light very often, those toxicologists we actually like.
Yeah, exactly, because they are people in those within those institutions that are pro-toxicity. When I say pro-toxicity, meaning they acknowledge that there's a toxicity issue and that they are open and receptive and willing to do something about it. But most of them get trounced upon and shut down before they have an opportunity to do anything. So that leaves it to us, people like us, to do something about it. And more and more people are becoming more and more aware of the toxicity issue. I mean, it's amazing to me that when I think that, you know, we've hit a certain key component, key level, there's even more people that, it's almost like people seek you out now. And I've at least found that, I don't know whether you've noticed that when you're lecturing, Robert, but that the audiences are getting bigger and they're getting more.
They are.
They're more aware.
Indeed. Yeah. The things we were saying years ago that we were, you know, getting pelted with GMO tomatoes, now they're, you know, they can't get enough. Tell me more. How do I learn more? And they're coming on board. The absolute consciousness shift is on. We're in the midst of it. And even the pushback, the fight back by the Tribeca Film Festival to suppress the airing of Vaxxed, the movie, is evidence of that. There's also evidence that the bureaucratic oligarchy, including not only FDA, CDC, but EPA, contributing to our toxicological demise. Carcinogenic chromium, the hexavalent chromium that you've heard about, found in Colorado drinking water. Well, remember, the EPA was responsible for that horrible spill with water that was retained. There's heavy metals all in the water supply there now.
Yeah, that's another major thing. It seems like that kind of died off, but is it still in the media? Because again, I don't, you know, I only hear about it whenever I'm.
Yeah, yeah. There's new information now that they're acknowledging the discovery of hexavalent chromium, and that was something that we've known about for years. But they're finding it in the water supply in Colorado now.
So the big spill that they had, there was a tremendous amount of mercury in that water. There was many other things. There was a lot of, I think, organophosphates and all sorts of other pollutants inside that water. Is this hexavalent chromium coming from that source?
Well, I suspect it. I'm not sure in this case. I mean, this is being investigated. This Renee Sharp Environmental Working Group, they're looking at it intensely. But they're finding these levels of hexavalent chromium. Maybe it's a distraction so they don't have to mention the mercury in the water. I'm not sure. But it's a very real issue. And, folks, if you're not detoxifying your bodies, you're asking for trouble that doesn't need to happen. Granted, we can't control for everything in the environment, but we can at least clean up what goes into our bodies once we learn of it. And that which is already there. Who can help us? Dr. Rashid Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, medicalrewind.com for archives. And right here, our syndicator, GCN, has them as well. And you can always find them on SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. Back to wrap it up with more advanced medicine after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're going to continue covering the Vax movie, Vax the movie. If you haven't heard, you've been out of touch like Dr. Batar, because he doesn't get his news anywhere but here. That shows you the power of this. No, it shows you the health of Dr. Batar not clouding his mind with things he doesn't need while he's helping people to heal, bringing the power to heal back to you. I've got Celia Farber, another investigative journalist, scheduled tomorrow. We're in touch with Andy Wakefield. We'll eventually get him on as well, but you can count on this is a place where you're going to hear things you won't hear anywhere else in the media, mainstream or otherwise. So, Dr. Batar, healing the gut. Just like I said, it's old news here, but we continue to find ways to do it more efficiently. And Fox News, once again, does something strange. They publish an article about the healthy gut, how it may be, maybe, not sure, the secret to a lean, healthy body.
You know, I think that's such a key component of having a lean body, because I think when your gastrointestinal system is functioning in an optimum manner, that's one of the things that we have observed. And I know personally for myself that when my gut's off, mm-hmm. it's hard to stay lean and stay in good shape. There are new things that are coming down the pipeline that we're seeing, that we're discovering, and it's not discovering because we're studying it per se, but we're discovering it because that adage, desperation is the mother of all innovation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have patients that are coming in and your normal stuff that you do that normally works and takes care of almost everybody, and then you end up having one or two patients that's not working, and you start looking at it, why isn't it working in these patients? What's going on? And there are, of course, so many different caveats at play here. So they are key components of maintaining a good, healthy body, and I believe that what the head map has been developed around, the liver, the kidneys, the gastrointestinal system, and the skin, you know, the four major organs of excretion, if you will, the four major organs of detoxification, of which I believe that the liver and the gut are the most. It's hard to say what's the most important. In other words, if you've got a kidney issue and the other ones are all working fine, then the kidneys are the most important. So it's not to say one's more important than the other one, but the gastrointestinal one is the one that we probably have the most direct control over. Whereas the liver and the kidneys, you know, sometimes we may be taking in things that we're not even aware of. And in the body, the kidneys and the liver have to process it. But the gut, that's the one thing that we truly have virtually 100% control over, or close to, you know, 100%, maybe 90% control over what we eat, what we drink. We have a choice. Mm-hmm. And then to do certain things that can help to optimize that by supplementing with probiotics or doing detoxes or whatever is the case here. So I think that the gut is a key component. I haven't read the study that you're talking about, but I know that when you increase functioning of the gastrointestinal system, process of elimination, like runners, for example, they eliminate better. People that work out regularly, they eliminate better. They have a healthier gastrointestinal system, and they're leaner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's true, when you look at the guts, the bellies of those who aren't in optimal shape, they aren't lean, a lot of that excess is carried around the intestinal tract, maybe sometimes entrapped within it. I mean, there are devastating consequences to not paying attention to GI health. Again, speaking of one who was hospitalized for constipation as a child, I mean, this has been something I've been having to work on my entire life.
Yeah, measurement of number of bowel movements in a day and the consistency. I mean, I know that sounds kind of like a weird thing to ask, but that's one of the most recurrent questions that I ask of patients that are continuing our treatments, how their bowels are functioning. How many bowel movements a day, you know, and the quality of the bowel movements. Now, I know that's a weird thing perhaps for some people, but that is a basic, mm-hmm. basic question, elimination. How well are you eliminating? And the better you're eliminating, the better the chances that you're not retaining things inside your system that shouldn't be retained. And, you know, if you eat three times a day, you should eliminate three times a day. Basically, that's the basic rule. And some people may only eliminate twice a day, but certainly the people that say, I'm normal, I go to the bathroom once every 3 days. That's not normal.
No,
I don't
that
care
is
how.
Not. Yeah.
And yet many people think that's normal because they say, well, I've done that all my life. Well, that doesn't mean it's normal.
Nope.
You may have
again,
done that all your life, but it's not normal.
Just because your doctor only goes once a week doesn't mean it's normal.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. It might be normal for them, but it's not healthy normal. Well, this is what we do each and every week. I mean, we'll go into the depths of the intensity of science to the basics of elimination patterns. Yeah, that's right, Super Don pooping. You've been wanting me to say that all day. All right. That's it. Hey, Dr. Bitar, have a wonderful trip. We'll catch up with our next advanced medicine next week, of course. And in the meantime, you can take us out. You don't even have to do it in Spanish. What do we need to tell them?
That the power to heal is yours.
Sí, señor.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.